From the end of this month, the supermarket chain Countdown will be offering a low-sensory quiet hour every week at all of its stores. Countdown's General Manager of Corporate Affairs, Safety and Sustainability, Kiri Hannafin, joins me now to talk about the decision. Kia ora, Kiri.
Kia ora. How are you?
Good, thank you. And I love this idea. We spoke about it about a year ago with Countdown when you were doing the trial.
That's right. Yeah. We started about a year ago just with one store, and then we sort of got to about a handful, and then we thought, nah, let's go for it. Let's do the whole country. So it's a pretty cool announcement.
It's such a great idea because it started off, one of your staff members has an autistic child. Is that right?
That's right. And she said to us, I've got a great idea. How about this? You know, like things we can make our stores a bit more accessible for families. Well, her idea was for families with who have children with autism. And we thought it was a great idea and let's give it a go. And we started in Martin. But as I said, it's just gone really well. And we think it's something that we should offer all communities across our country.
All the time.
All of the time. You know, once a week, right? Yeah, it's very cool.
No, all day, every week, I think. But 1 hour a week was a good start. So how quiet is quiet going to be?
Well, as quiet as we can possibly run the store, so there'll be no radio, no PA announcements unless it's an emergency. We're going to have no restocking of the shelves, limit online pickers, and dim the lights, just to make it a really very quiet and calm experience for our shoppers during that 1 hour. So everything we can think of to make it sort of low sensory, we're going to put in place.
What did the trial of these quiet hours show you about customers' preferences and, let's say, age and older customers? Or what information did you gather?
Yeah, that's such a good point, because I think at the beginning we really thought it would just be appealing for people with on the autism spectrum or their families. But what really came to became apparent to us was actually there was lots of people in our communities who find shopping in supermarkets quite overwhelming, and that's people with anxiety disorders, elderly people, but actually all sorts of people find shopping quite stressful. So we found that when we took away some of the kind of stimulus that supermarkets have, and they're really busy places, right? We have 3.5 million customers with us each week, so there's quite a lot going on at any one time. When we took away some of that noise, actually made it a much happier experience for people. And I guess, given our size and given the fact we're, 19,000 team ourselves, we kind of feel like we have both the kind of responsibility but also, opportunity to really try to make our business as inclusive for as many people as we can. And I guess that means trying new things and being a bit braver. And that's why it kind of makes sense for us.
Do they do it anywhere else in the world?
I think they might do it in Australia, Coles.
Oh, Coles, right. What if they do it in America?
I don't think they do it in America, no, not that I know of.
And what do your staff think of it?
I think our staff, our team are really proud. I guess the one thing I know about, I've been with Countdown for a couple of years now, and the one thing that our team really love is when we do the right thing, when we do the right thing for our communities. And I guess Quiet Hour is an example, but also kind of any move around making our business more accessible or more environmental or kind of big, bold moves in health, our team really get in behind. And I guess that's because we're, a team of mums and dads. We want to work for a company that cares and does the right thing and looks to do more, like just not be kind of a business that kind of, rests on its laurels and kind of has an offer and never evolves. So our staff, our team, we call them team, incredibly enthusiastic.
So the time for this quiet hour once a week, it's on a Wednesday afternoon, isn't it?
That's right, from 2:30 to 3:30 in all but two stores. And that's Silverdale and Northgate here in Auckland, who already have been doing it and have their own time arranged that kind of matches the needs of their community. So they're going to do their own thing. But the rest of us are going to go from 2:30 to 3:30 on a Wednesday.
2:30 to 3:30. Yes, I was thinking of Silverdale. Weren't they the branch that did the trial?
They have been, exactly. They've been one of the handful who have gone first.
And they did a morning one, did they?
I think they've got one exactly earlier in the day. And I think, and I guess now their community are in the kind of rhythm of what that is. We've got another store who's next to a special needs school and they're going to keep with what they've got. So where we've started, it makes sense to keep with what we've got to make sure that customers don't feel kind of that would, you know, muddle their routine. But we really wanted it to be consistent. So if someone from Christchurch went to shop in Wellington, that they could know that on a, you know, Wednesday in our store, they'd be offered the same experience. So, yeah, we wanted it to be kind of as consistent as we could, but not derail kind of the arrangements that have already been made with the stores who have already gone with it.
Why did you pick that time, 2:30 on a Wednesday afternoon?
Because actually we thought it would be the best for families picking up their kids. So what we've seen is that there's families with one child who has a special need, and they're going out at that time to pick up either that child or another child. So like one trip out is kind of good for a family rather than going having multiple trips out in a day. So we thought, you know, that made sense. It's also not a very busy time in our stores. Like the kind of, we call them power hours, are kind of very early in the morning and around dinner time at night, where people are coming in and getting their groceries for dinner. And that's not going to be a very nice time for some of our shoppers anyway. So this was kind of like a perfect middle of the day. Hopefully mum and dad are out just for the one trip to get their other child or one of their children. And just, you know, perfect. Just pop into our store on the way home.
We have to warn anyone who goes to Countdown what's happening. They might go in and think, what's going on?
Where is everybody? This is weird.
Very quiet. The lights are going to be dimmed, did you say?
Yeah, so actually this year in May we opened our first Be Accessible store in Hawera, and that's a store that's completely designed to be fully accessible for anybody in our community. And so we've got like silent alarms and wide aisles and lighting that's not so you know, bright like a mall, and that's been really well received as well. So we're kind of getting some tips from what we did in Hawera and applying it around the country.
And so what, 2:25, what do? You all stand by the team and like dim the lights.
Yeah, okay. Run out the back for a cup of tea, let the shoppers go for it.
Music off, in-store announcements down. Righto. How do you let people know it's happening? You don't. You're just 2:30 and we're away.
We're going to do some, you know, like advertising, like what you're doing now, like letting people know and posters in our stores. I guess the thing with this, because we've been working with Autism New Zealand, is that kind of the word spreads very quickly, and that community is very cohesive and tight and supportive. So that's how we know it worked, because in the communities where we tried it, the word spread really quickly. So I think the word will get out, and that customers, our Kiwi shoppers, will know that it's, you know, time to come at those times. I think I might start myself.
Yes.
Sounds perfect.
And will you be doing away with dun-dun-dun Christmas music?
From 2:30 to 3:30, absolutely. That's the deal.
No, all the time.
Oh, Karen, you ask too much of me.
Well, it's a good start anyway. Okay, so low sensory quiet hour, 2:30 on a Wednesday, every Wednesday. And when does it start?
We're starting on the 23rd of October.
Well, good on you. We'll be really interested to pop in and see what it's like. It'll be kind of weird, I should imagine, to start with.
Yeah, but hopefully, like, it's the way of the future that we're much, I guess not just us, but other businesses are more responsive to how, you know, different people need to, you know, have different experiences. So, yeah, hopefully it's the beginning of a new thing in New Zealand.
I hope so, because you're captured in a supermarket. You're at the supermarket's mercy. Nobody really wants to hear all that going on. I don't think they do anyway.
And I guess, you know, like, people have to experience us whether they like it or not every few days. And I guess, so what's a quid pro quo? We can at least, you know, make it as a pleasanter experience as we possibly can, because there's no choice. Food's kind of very critical. And I guess, you know, as I said at the beginning, it's about us being a bit more less clumsy in how we retail and actually thinking about what we can do to make it better for as many people as we can. So, yeah, I don't know about Christmas. That's a big deal, Christmas music, but let me put it on my list.
Yeah, and lower the prices. That would be good too, Kerry.
we're in price deflation. I've got good news there.
Excellent. All right, great to talk to you and good luck.
You too. Thank you so much. Have a great night.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
That's Countdown's Kerry Hannifin.